The path of Arba'een is the path of self-reckoning. Those who were reckoning themselves were those who were guided, like Zuhair and Hur alayhi salatu wassalam. If we are thinking we are going toward the camp of Abu Abdullah, we have to start reckoning and doing our hisab. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, O people, you have been created human by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After eating your dinner, just don't go to bed. But before going to bed, go in a dark room, in a lonely place, and think about your grave. Think about of your day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. What kind of benefit you have taken from this day? What have you done in your 24 hours? How many good actions you have committed? Did you serve any human being? Did you serve any poor person? Did you serve any needy person in your day? Then Amir al-Mu'mineen continues, if your sins were more than your good deeds, so go in prostration and sajda, and start shedding tear and asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I wasted this day of mine. But if you had good action throughout the day that you committed, so go in prostration and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your good deed. A young man heard this hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Whenever he used to do any sin, he used to write it down on a copy. And he used to weep and cry regretfully for his sin that he's committed. But unfortunately, we don't do that. We just go to sleep without thinking, while we have many sins in our account. Allah is telling us, if there is any fire under your bed, are you going to be sleeping? No, never, never, not at all. Rather, we will try to set down that fire. Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, oh neglectful man, the fire of sin is surrounding you, and how you could sleep soundly? If you just drop few tears, these tears will set down the fire of sin. This young man carried on this habit of writing down his sin on daily basis and shedding tear and ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After many months, once he decided to go through his copy, when he opened his copy, he was surprised of looking at his copy. There was no sign of sin there. And instead of all the sin, a verse of Quran was written, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those who do repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the depth of their heart. Allah is not only going to be forgiving your sins, rather the numbers of sins that you have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be writing the good deeds equal to the numbers of bad deeds in His actions. Means if you have done 1,000 sins, Allah is not only going to be cleaning 1,000 sins, rather Allah will be writing 1,000 good actions in His book of deeds instead of His bad actions.